present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Double Trouble.
Now, look, Pat, I don't know where it's gone. I haven't taken anything out of the fruit bowl.
But it's nearly empty, and I've only just filled it up for Christmas. There were a dozen tangerines, some apples, and 2 pounds of mixed nuts in that bowl this morning.
Well, I haven't eaten them.
Yeah, well, I bet I know who has. Our Jimmy. They'll murder him. He's been enough trouble this week as it is.
Ah, he's just getting a wee bit excited because it's coming near Christmas. He's not such a bad lad.
You wouldn't have said that if you'd seen me drying out your scarf and bowler hat. He used them to dress up the snowman he made in the garden this afternoon. He took one of my carrots, too.
A carrot? What for?
Well, he said the snowman was you, and so it needed a red nose.
That cheeky young scab. Where is he?
I've just sent him to the grocer's with my order.
Merry Christmas, Mum. Grandad.
Jimmy, I sent you to the grocer's.
I hope you both have a smashing time, because it's the season of peace on earth and goodwill to all men and little boys. And besides that, it slipped out of me hand.
What did?
The snowball.
Snowball?
Mother, our Jimmy just hit me on the head with a snowball.
What?
He was trying to stop me looking in a paper bag.
What paper bag?
The one he was sneaking out of the house with all the fruit in.
What?
It's the season of goodwill, Mum. God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Be quiet. Where were you going with that fruit?
It was for some poor hungry kids, Grandad.
He told me it was for the Black Hand gang.
Well, they're poor and hungry. All except me. But then I'm lucky to have such a marvellous mum and grandad who love me so much.
Now, look, funny boy. You mean you were taking all that fruit just for the three of you to eat?
Three? The gang's bigger now, grandad.
How many is there now?
Four. We've got a new lad and we want to make a good impression on him.
I'll make a good impression on you with my slipper. Now, off you go to the grocer's at once.
Yes, Grandad.
And no more throwing snowballs, or you'll spend Christmas in bed without food, presents, or anything.
Mum, here's me finger. See that clean? See that mucky? No more snowballs will I chucky. I can explain.
Well, you be quiet, Clitheroe. I'll teach you to throw snowballs.
I don't need any teaching. I mean, it was an accident.
Accident? You hit this old lady on the head.
But I'm sure he didn't mean any harm, Constable.
Look, Ozzy started it before he ran away. He kept chucking them at me because he knew I didn't throw any back. Well, I stuck it as long as I could, but after you've had 7 wet snowballs in your mush, it's time to get your own back.
You see, officer, the boy was provoked. I'm sure he's not as bad as you made him out to be.
He's dead cheeky, this lad. I've had enough trouble with him at the police station, singing carols outside and then shouting, "Can you spare a copper?"
It was only a joke.
Well, I'm not joking now. I'm going to report you to the sergeant and to your family as well.
Constable, it's Christmas. Goodwill and peace on earth. God rest ye merry, policeman.
Oh, please, officer, won't you overlook this? After all, it is Christmas in 2 days' time.
Oh, all right, Miss Martha, but he's got you to thank for this.
Oh, thanks, Miss Martha. And you, Constable. I'll get Father Christmas to put your new whistle in your stocking.
Hello. You just do something useful for once and help Miss Whiteside into her house. She's still a bit shaken up.
Yes. Well, it was a shock when the snowball hit me.
Don't worry, I'll look after you. Can you walk or shall I give you a piggyback?
You can just take my arm. Thank you.
Miss Martha, you've forgotten your shopping bag.
What? Dear, my memory, it's terrible. I don't seem to remember anything these days.
I'll take that bag for her.
Right, there you are.
That's very kind of you.
Oh, that's all right. It isn't heavy. Hey, there's not very much in it, is there?
No. And those groceries are for two of us. My sister Matilda and me.
But there isn't enough food in here for one good hiccup.
That's all. That's all we can buy on our old age pensions. Now, here, I'll open the door. Now, come in, Master. What is your name?
Jimmy. Jimmy Clitheroe.
Right, now, come into the living room, Jimmy.
After you. And then you must sit down and get warm in front of the... Hey, you've no fire.
Oh, we don't have a fire during the day.
Well, what do you do to keep warm? Chew radishes.
I like that. We usually light a fire for an hour in the evening.
Oh, yes, you can't beat a good fire to sit in front of when you're watching the telly.
Oh, but we haven't got television.
No telly? Well, who tells you how to get your pillow slips whiter than white? Anyway, you won't mind being without a telly when you're having your Christmas party.
It won't be much of a party, I'm afraid. There'll only be Matilda and I, just the two of us on our own.
Oh, heck. Well, musical chairs is out for a start.
Yes, life is not easy for Matilda and me, but we try not to complain. After all, there are people worse off than we are. There you are, Jimmy. Even though we've no money, no fire, no telly, and we're all on our own, in spite of all our worries and problems, we do try to keep cheerful about it.
Yes, that's what I say. Keep smiling.
Jimmy, you mustn't upset yourself, a nice boy like you.
I'm not nice. I'm rotten and bad. I throw snowballs at old ladies who have the strength to throw back.
Jimmy, it's all right.
No, it isn't. You'll have a rotten Christmas if I don't help you. But I will. You see.
Don't upset yourself. Have you got a hanky?
Yes, do you want to borrow it? Look, I'm going to the grocer's now, but I'll be back.
All right, Jimmy.
I'll see you right for some food and a decent fire, even if I have to break in school and chop me desk up. The poor thing. There must be something I can do for her.
Hey, Clitheroe.
Oh, heck, it's Bertie Bigfeet again. Yes, Constable?
Is Miss Martha all right now?
No, she's not. She's poor and cold and hungry. And we've got to do something about it.
Now, what fancy yarn are you trying to spin me now?
I'm serious. She needs help. I'm going to do me good deed. You go in and start a fire with your truncheon.
I wonder what he's up to with Miss Martha. Oh, here she is. Perhaps she'll tell me. Hello. I didn't see you come out of the house, Miss Martha.
Are you speaking to me, officer?
Yes. How do you feel now?
None the better for your asking. And I've no idea how Miss Martha feels, seeing as I'm Miss Matilda.
Eh? Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Matilda. You know, you and your sister are as like as two peas in a pod.
Yes. Twin sisters often are. How very clever of you to notice it, Constable.
Well, it's true, you know, the way you dress and everything. You'd pass for Miss Martha anyway until you open your mouth. I mean...
I know what you mean. I am not like my sister. I believe in speaking my mind, and I don't care who knows it. Haven't you got a job to do?
Eh? Oh, yes, yes, Miss Matilda.
Well, get on with it. That's what we pay our rates for, isn't it?
Now, look, lad, just explain properly what you want. I'm a grocer and not a mind reader.
I've told you three times, Mr. Jacobs. All the groceries are for me, but I want that extra 10 shillings worth separating from my mum's. And don't deliver them to our house, because they're for somebody else.
Look, I've got a better idea.
What's that?
Why don't you trade with another grocer? Starting now!
There's no need to be sarky. I'm trying to help somebody because it's Christmas. And nobody cares except me. You're all rotten.
Don't start that again. Look, see this lot of groceries on top here?
Yeah.
Well, that's the extra 10 bob's worth you asked me to put in with your order. Now, do you want it parcelling up separately?
Yes, please.
Right, hang on a second.
OK. I'll bet Miss Martha will be pleased when I take her the parcel.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy.
Alfie, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm looking for you.
Why? Am I lost?
Yeah, no. No, they want to know why you're such a long time. I said I'd help Susan to mix the Christmas cake, but we can't till we get the shopping bag. No, not to mix the cake in. She wants the raisins and things, and you hadn't come back, so that's why I'm here. What's happened?
The grocer's trying to find something.
What?
Your brains.
Well, he better hurry up. Look, I'll thump you.
Here's your separate 10 bob's worth.
Good. Will you deliver him to 31 Renshaw Street?
Deliver? I've told you, the boy's off sick.
Yes, mister, and if he wasn't, he'd be going to the wrong place because he don't live there. Yeah, and they're waiting for him, so if you give him to me, I'll take him.
That's right, 31 Renshaw Street.
Yeah, you what?
That's where you and me are taking this parcel.
We've got to take it home.
Oh, that's the other parcel. We'll come back for that. Now, come on.
Hey, now, just a minute. If we're not taking this home, who lives at 31 Renshaw? Oh, I know, the Black Hand Gang.
Excuse my friend, Mr. Jacobs. He always talks like this. His mother was a budgie.
I couldn't care less.
Look, Alfie, it's a long story, but I'm doing a good deed for somebody. It all started when I threw a snowball at Ozzy.
Yes, I see. Yes. Well, thanks very much, Mr. Jacobs. Yes, I'll call for our groceries myself. Bye-bye.
What did the grocer say?
Well, according to him, our Jimmy added some extra items to our order and then wanted them parcelling up separately.
But what for?
Well, he's got Alfie to take him and the parcel to 31 Renshaw Street.
What? But I don't understand.
The grocer overheard Jimmy and Alfie talking about the Black Hand Gang. Well, the parcel was for them.
But none of the gang live in Renshaw Street. Wait a minute, though. Jimmy said they got a new member.
Yes, you'd better get around to Renshaw Street quickly, Grandad, before the gang start eating at our expense.
Don't worry. When I get round there, they won't be doing much eating. They'll be too busy crying. Well, Jimmy will anyway.
Throw that paper away. I put some scraps in there for Mrs. Patterson's cat.
Oh, that cat gets more to eat than we do.
Oh, now, Matilda, it's a nice little cat, and I wish we had one like it.
And if we had, Mrs. Patterson wouldn't feed it for us.
Oh, I can see you're in a mood. Now, look, I'll just take these scraps next door, and then I'll make you a nice cup of tea.
Oh, don't bother. I'm going up to finish my bedroom. Go and make a cup of tea for Mrs. Patterson.
Dear, I shall just have to wait until she cools down. I won't be long, Matilda. Oh, she can be an old crossbatch. Old? Well, she is an hour older than I am. Oh, bless me, if that isn't that little boy on the back of a motorcycle.
Hello, Miss Whiteside.
Oh, hello, Jimmy.
Well, now do you believe me, Alfie? I told you it wasn't the gang.
No, it seems you were telling the truth for once.
Gang? What gang?
The Black Hand Gang. I thought you were it. In it. One of them. But you're a poor old woman I'd feel sorry for. I mean, an old lady who's broken it. A broken down old... I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
About the biggest load of rubbish you've ever listened to.
Oh, shut up.
Jimmy, you are terrible. What is your name, my boy?
Alfie. Alfie Hall. I just came to surprise you. Give you one. I mean, Jimmy wanted to give you a surprise, so I came to...
Give you a shot.
Give you a shot. I'll thump you.
Who, Miss Whiteside?
Yes. No, you. I'll thump your Whiteside. I mean, I'll thump you.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Hall?
How do you do, Miss Backend? Why, back?
Alfie! Miss Whiteside.
Would you like to go into the house?
Yes, Miss Whiteside. Christmas, I've got something for you. A little Christmas present.
Oh, that is kind of you. Well, you go in. I'm just taking these scraps of food next door. In you go.
Thanks, Miss Whiteside.
We'll have a cup of tea when I come back. You can put the kettle on for me.
Right-o. Come on, Alfie.
Oh, Jim. You're right about you being a lovely woman.
Eh?
Well, here she is starving, but she finds a few scraps of food for the woman next door.
Yes, well, now you know why I've bought her that food. Hey, where is it?
What?
The food parcel.
Oh, it's still fastened to the back. Yeah, I'll go and get it.
All right, we'll get it in a minute. Go in the kitchen there and put the kettle on.
You're right, yeah. Hey, I must say I'm proud of you, Jim. From now on, you can count on me as a friend forever. You're a little gentleman.
Thanks, Alfie.
Yeah. You know, yesterday Susan said you hadn't the manners of a pig, and today you've proved you have.
Thanks, Al. You what? I wonder if he's just pretending to be stupid. No, nobody could act that well.
Oh, I'm glad you brought me here, Jim. Thank you.
That's all right, Alfie. That's funny. I didn't hear her go upstairs.
What did he say?
Miss Whiteside's just come downstairs. Here she is.
What's going on?
The kettle. Yeah, I mean, I've put it on for a cup of tea.
Tea? You cheeky. Help! Burglars, help!
Miss Whiteside, well, what's up?
How dare you break into my house stealing my food? Help! Please, help!
Well, you told us to come in. Shut up. I mean... I mean, calm down.
I've never seen you in my life.
You what?
Alfie, she's gone dotty. I mean...
Get out. Get out!
We haven't had our tea. I mean... Ooh! Ow! She hit me! Hey, look, Miss Whiteside. Help! Police! The woman's gone mad!
Shut up, Alfie! Come on, get out before she gets a poker.
A poker? That's it.
Ah, give me away from me.
Not likely. I'll come back with an ambulance.
That's right, you thieves. You'd better run. I'll have the police on you.
Yeah, she's crackers. She's barmy. She's a nutter.
Come and get this bike started.
Well, a nice woman, you said. She turned out to be a right old lady.
It's her age. She forgets. She told the copper she has a bad memory.
Bad memory? It's only 2 minutes since we first met her. It was just, hello, go in, goodbye, come out. get gone, go out. How can you get that mucked up? Next door. How can you?
Well, she's an old woman. What's your excuse?
My excuse is that I'm an old man. What excuse? I haven't lost my memory.
Already?
Help! She's back again!
Yes, we're going, honest.
But aren't you going to have a cup of tea?
But you don't want it. Us to have it. I mean, you want it's gone. Don't you?
You know, you are rather confusing.
She can talk. Oh, I see. Alfie, she's remembered again.
Remember what?
Us. She's remembered who we are. Don't let on that she threw us out, because she's forgotten.
I thought she'd remember. Oh, I see.
Now, do come in and have a cup of tea.
Well, all right. Alfie, bring the parcel, and if she forgets again, we'll leave it on the doorstep and run.
Now, come along, then, and I'll go and put the kettle on.
Have I put it on before?
When was that?
Just before you went cracking. Oh, my leg! Before you went calling next door, I forgot she'd forgotten.
You are funny.
Well, I like that, me, funny. She's as nutty as a fruitcake.
We don't have them.
What?
Nuts in our fruitcake. They get in me granddad's teeth.
What do?
The nuts, so we don't have them.
We have nuts in our house.
Oh, of course, there's you, your father.
Hey! Shut up. Yeah, any road, who cares about fruitcake? Let's go in.
Right, come on, follow me. And don't forget the parcel.
I've got it here, it's safe.
That's funny. I thought you said she was going in the kitchen.
Yeah, who do you mean? Nutty? Miss Whitebody? Get aside.
Yeah, she's in the front room there. Shall we go through, Miss Whiteside?
What? You again? How dare you?
you come back. But you told her to blow it off again.
She's got a memory like a yo-yo. You said come for tea, Miss Whiteside.
Don't you try and fool me with your lies.
Well, we're not lying, you've forgotten. You keep forgetting, your mind's going. I mean...
You beast!
Bow! Hey, don't start that again.
My mind's going, is it?
Oh,
hey, my hands here, all right.
You thief! Hey, Jimmy, throw the towel in.
He's stomping in his head, you'll have him punched drunk.
And I'll deal with you next. Come here.
Get off! You haven't finished with Alfie yet, he's still on his feet.
Stop it. What are you doing?
She's doing Alfie. And she's making a good... Miss Whiteside, it's you, but you're here. I mean, she's you and it's...
She's damaged my brain, I'm seeing double.
Don't you shout at me, Martha.
Shout at you? Have you gone mad? These are friends of mine. I invited in for a cup of tea.
Oh, heck. Miss Whiteside, why didn't you say your sister was a twin sister?
You mean that there is two of them? It's not me. I'm not daft. Going daft. Oh, what a relief. You know, I thought I was seeing...
Oh, come on, Miss Whiteside, don't cry. I thought you'd like the food I've brought you.
I do, son. I'm crying because I'm so happy. It's touched me. You spending your money.
Well, try and cheer up, then.
What are you crying for?
Because she is. I mean, I'm touched.
We know that. But why are you crying?
Sorry. It's so wonderful to think a young boy can be so kind to an old lady.
Oh, it is nothing.
Oh, yes, it is, Jim. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, belt up, you big soft Nelly.
Maybe it's your sister come back.
If it is, you can start crying again.
Don't be silly. Matilda wouldn't knock.
Only on Alfie's head.
Yeah, I'll go see who it is. Hey, shall I take my crash helmet in case it is your sister?
He's a funny boy.
Yeah, as me grandad says, there's one in every village I ken.
He's a Scotsman, is he?
Aye, is that. Old Robbie Burns, haggis and a wee dram the noo.
Never mind that. Out of my way.
Ooh, talk of the devil. Ooh. He's here.
So, this is where you hang out. Well, the Black Hand gang's going to be black and blue before I... Oh, who are you? I mean...
Well, I'm Martha Whiteside. I live here. Who are you?
It's me granddad.
Won't you sit down?
No, thank you. I've just come to sort him out.
Eh?
Yes. That food you pinched for the gang here.
Gag?
I'm not blaming your son, Mrs. He's a new member. It's this little villain.
I am not married.
Well, that's not my affair. All I know is your son has...
Granddad, you're lucky her name's not Matilda.
Sorry, I don't understand.
I didn't take any food for the gang. I bought the food for this lady.
Yeah, that's right. To 10 bob of his own money.
His own money?
10 shillings he spent to give an old lady a happy Christmas. And you call him a villain.
But I... Jimmy... Oh, I'm sorry.
And so you should be. Not many lads would have done it.
I don't know what to say. I do feel ashamed to think that I was going to smack you.
You should never lay a finger on that lovely child.
Alfie, go in the kitchen. Get a bucket. This place is going to be flooded.
Well, son, your mother will be real proud of you when I tell her what you've...
Look, Grandad, I said I'd walk home with you, but not twice.
Jimmy, I just want to go back and see Miss Whiteside for a minute.
What for? Another cry?
No, I want to give her a few shillings. I feel it's the least I can do after what you did. And I'm going to invite her to spend Christmas at home with us.
Oh, are we having a party?
Aye, a wee one. And oh, there she is, just going into the house. Miss Whiteside, just a moment.
You want me, sir?
Yes, I do.
Grandad, I think this is...
Quiet, Jimmy. Miss Whiteside. I want you to do something that will make me very happy.
Just what do you mean? Do something that'll make you happy.
Grandad, this is not...
Jimmy. I want you to accept this 5 shillings and spend Christmas Eve at my house.
How dare you!
Hey! That hurt!
Well, she's had a lot of practice on Alfie. What time is it, Mum?
It's, 11:45. Good heavens, it'll be Christmas Day in 15 minutes. You better go to bed.
Well, it's not worth it. I'll wait 15 minutes and take my presents up with me.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll get them when you wake up in the morning. Well, did you enjoy the party?
Oh, it was smashing, except when Susan sang. The best was when Alfie recited and then did a back somersault.
I didn't know he could do that.
No, neither did he till I dropped the poker on his foot. Hey, the two old ladies enjoyed themselves, didn't they?
They did. Even Matilda smiled once. Hey, yeah. Martha's nice, isn't she?
Smashing. Grandad's keen on her, isn't he?
Yes. Don't say anything. But he's taking her to the old-time dancing next week.
Well, the crafty old haggis basher. Fixing a date at his age.
Now then. Yes, he asked her when they were leaving. I saw him talking to her by the gate.
I saw that. But he was... Oh, no.
What is it?
He's done it again. What? He's asked the wrong one. That was Matilda he was talking to.
It wasn't.
Yeah. You see, it's not only mothers. Don't some great-grandmothers have them as well?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Jack Watson, Doris Rogers, Alison Bailey, and Fred Gaunt. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, Christmas is over now. I hope you all had as good a time as we did. But I hope you didn't eat as much plum pudding as me. Ooh, my aching tum. That's my New Year's resolution. No more plum pudding till next Christmas. Ta-ra!